trip was good.
It's totally going in the pot.
I know.
Alright, I'm Sarah.
I'm Lauren.
I'm Kirsten.
Yeah, so Kirsten's our special guest.
Oh yeah.
She's pretty cool. But yeah, Kirsten, how are you in your quarter life crisis currently?
Oh my goodness. It's good. I love that name, quarter life crisis. Like,
thank you.
I think that really accurately expresses like 99% of college students.
Very relatable.
Very relatable.
Thank you, thank you.
What is your quarter life crisis?
Oh! I thought you said... my quarter life crisis. I think it's, like, figuring out, like, what I want to do with, like, school. Mm-hmm. And kind of, like, how... Right now, I'm, like, in between jobs of... I really want to work with kids and, like, be... My, like, main goal right now is, like, being a middle school counselor, because I work in an elementary school, like, K-5, and I love my fifth graders. I love, like, kinders and first and second, but my fifth graders are, like, my life, because they're just so, like, they have, like, their mini dramatic,
yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, I didn't invite, or I need to ask so-and-so to the Valentine's dance, how do I do it? I'm like, oh, I love telling them how to do that. So I think it's just, like, figuring out, like, if I want to do that, and then, especially with traveling, I'm like, but I want to work. I get, like, free flights right now because my dad works for the airlines, but that ends in a few years, like, the benefits for that. So I'm like, but do I want to work for the airlines and have these forever, like, yeah. These benefits? So I'm, like, trying to figure out where I want to go with that. But,
cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say that right now. Yeah. Just figuring out what the heck I'm doing.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
And you're in college currently, right?
Yes. Kind of, yes. I'm taking one class right now at Pima, okay. And then I'll take two more in the summer, and then hopefully be back at the U of A by August.
Sweet.
And the plan is to graduate next May, so.
Yay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'm working through it. I think it was good taking that, like, year, extra year, because that's where I, like, figured out that I wanted to do counseling, so it was really helpful.
Oh my gosh, you'd be so good at that.
I know. Yeah. I love it. I love it.
Counsel me.
Especially, I know, right? Especially middle school. I mean, because, like,
best one.
You, like, see, I remember, like, being in middle school, and I didn't really have, like, a counselor in that way. We had, like, guidance counselors. I'd be like, so what classes do you want to take? But we never had that. I, at least, didn't have that counselor that was like, so tell me about your life, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
About your life and what's going on. So, and you, I feel like middle school is where you need that the most, because high school, you're kind of already, like, set in your ways of, with your friend group and what you want to do. And I feel like that middle school time is like you're going through puberty. They're like, oh my god, what's going on with my body? Oh my gosh, that boy is cute. He wasn't cute last year. And so like, you're like figuring out what you're doing. So yeah, I think that'll be really good for me. I'm excited.
Cool. Yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
But working for an airline would be cool. With that. I didn't know you got free tickets.
Yeah.
That makes so much sense.
I know. I know. Everyone's like, where do you get all the money for this? I'm like, $0. That's where I get it. It's free.
What does your dad do for the airlines?
He worked at Mesa Airlines, which is like a contractor for American and United. Mm-hmm. So I get both of those, which is really, really nice. And he was a dispatcher, so he kind of just like watched planes take off and tell them about the weather and whether they can or not. So
yeah,
but I mean, something as simple as that, the fact that he's able to have like people have those benefits. Because I remember in high school before they changed the rules, I used to get my friends free flights, and so I like took like some of my best friends to like Seattle, New York, and like all these places, and then they changed it.
Fun.
I know. I was like, are you my friends because you want to travel with me? Are you my friends because you really want to be my friend? but now they changed. I mean, it sucks, but they changed the rules on it where it's like only family. So
yeah,
that's what sucks.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense because like, people do so much money.
Yeah.
Like the fact that I was able to take like four different people.
Yeah.
It's like that was like thousands of dollars that everyone skipped out on. So. They were smart to do that, but it's still sucky. But yeah.
Wow. Cool. Yeah. Where have you gone recently?
Over spring break, I went to Singapore and Bali, and then we did like a little, like 30 minute, from Singapore to Malaysia is like a 30 minute train ride.
Oh, wow.
So we just, like, cool. We kind of want to go just, like, get the stamp. Be like, we've been to Malaysia. Like, yeah. It was, like, 30 minutes. We didn't have anything to do that day. So we're like, okay, we'll have lunch over there. So we just, we so did that. Fun. We didn't really see much of it. But, yeah, mostly Singapore and Bali, which was amazing. Really, really cool. I flew into Singapore last time, but I only stayed in the airport because I had, like, a layover, a few-hour layover. So it was really cool to, like, get out of the airport, and we stayed with my roommate's family friends. We stayed there for free, which was really nice.
That's cool, though. So you got out of the airport, and you got to
run
around.
Got to run around. It was really nice, like, having people that are from there, because sometimes when you, even, like, not just out of the country, but even going out of the state, like, if you go to California or Colorado, like, you have a general sense of what to do, but it's, like, nice having people that know, like, if you go to this place at this time, it's when it's the best, because online can only tell you so much of, like, how beautiful these places actually are. So it was really cool having, like, a group of people being, like, taking us to food and what's the best places to go. And we went to, like, Gardens by the Bay, which is, like, this huge, like, flower dome.
Oh, cool.
That, like, lit up at night, and you only sit at a certain time, and we would have never known if you know, they didn't tell us. So, yeah, it was That's really cool. So yeah.
And that was last spring break, or
this past winter break.
Oh,
winter break. Yeah, yeah,
got it.
Yeah, so
that's cool.
Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah, I think traveling somewhere where you know someone that knows the area is always so fun.
It's always good.
It's always so good.
Yeah, so
because they just tell you where
to go. They tell you where to go, and you like know you have a, especially like staying with them. You know that you have like a solid place to go back to, and if you ever get in trouble, you're like, wait, I'm stuck in the middle of this, and they know where to pick you up.
Yeah.
And so, and they don't have I don't know if they had Uber in Singapore. We're not super sure, but I think it was just really helpful, like not having to worry about how I'm getting places. Mm-hmm. The transit over there is like the metro and everything was like amazing. So like. Great, this is what we need, and yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I want to go to Singapore.
Yeah. How long were you there for?
Yeah. We were in Singapore for, I think, 5 days, I want to say. It was originally 3 days, because we have heard that, like, Singapore is pretty small, so you can see most of it in, like, 2 or 3 days, like, tops 3 days. But we had a friend flying late, so we wanted her to see Singapore as well, so we stayed an extra 2 days, so total 5 days. I would definitely say, like, no more than 3 days, or the last 2 days are kind of like, well, I guess we'll just re-see all the places that we've seen, which is still cool, but, yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
And then how was Bali? How long did you stay there?
We were in Bali for, I think, 12 days, which is weird because Singapore is bigger. Actually, I'm pretty sure Bali's bigger. Or same size, I'm not really sure. But there's a lot more to see in Bali. Like, that was definitely, I would spend way more time in Bali. Like, at least, like, three weeks to a month in Bali than I would in Singapore. Because there's a lot to see, so.
What was the best thing there? Or what kinds of things are there?
Yeah, there's, I'm trying to think. There's, like, a lot of temples to see. They're all kind of the same, but they're all different at the same time. I'm pretty sure the main religion there is, I'm pretty sure everyone is Hindu. I'm pretty sure it's Hindu. So, all the temples are just, like, beautiful and, like, gold-plated and colorful, and it was really, really pretty. We didn't get to see, I saw a lot last time I went, so I wasn't too interested in seeing any more, but the other two girls I went with went off on their own and, like, were able to do all that fun stuff, so. Yeah, definitely the temples and, like, the water. There is, like, a lot of, sadly, like, in a lot of Asian countries, there's, like, a lot of, I mean, just trash everywhere. Mm-hmm. And so, like, a lot of the oceans are polluted with that stuff. But if you go to the right places, it's, like, clear of that. And
Dang.
The water's beautiful. And surfing is, like, amazing there. I don't want to be like, surfer girl, but when I go, it's so fun because, like, everyone is, like, willing to teach you. Like, the locals are, like, running up to you and being like, I can teach you for $5. And we're like, yeah, serve me for $5. Like, let's do it. So, yeah, it was that. And, like, the people are great. Really helpful. And you can definitely tell, like, they can tell who's, like, American and who's this or that. So they would see us like wandering around like wide-eyed, like looking like, where do we go? And they'd be like, what are you looking for? Yeah. I can help you. Hop in the back of my motorbike and I'll drive you. And I'm like, okay. Yeah, it is really, really cool. I know it's been, like, kind of the, like, hype the past few years. It's, like, Bali, and, which, I mean, it deserves all the hype it gets because it's definitely worth going, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would go back again and again and again if I could, so.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you have any, like, future travel plans, or are you just...
I'm really trying to just, like, chill out on it, but I'm also on this like time clock because I don't have these flight benefits forever. We planned, the girl that I went with, while we were booking for Bali, we also booked for Japan for next month, and she bought her ticket and all this stuff because we're staying with a friend while we're there, and so she bought her ticket and I was like, yeah, I'll go. But then coming back, I was like, my bank account is dry, and the chances of me going are very, very slim now, but her, like, brother's going with her, and so she won't be, like, I didn't, like, hopefully totally dip out on her. She wasn't too upset about it. She understood, but I'm trying to see, I can do, like, a 4 or 5 day meet her in, like, Tokyo or something. I know that's her, like, she wants to go for a few days, so it'd be nice to, like, and it's a direct flight from Phoenix to Tokyo, so, whereas... The last trips, usually all my trips are like 4 or 5 different airports that I have to like stop at. So that's the only reason why I'd be like willing to go for a few days. Mm-hmm. It's just like direct flight, easy flight. I can get it over with.
Yeah.
So
I want to go to Tokyo so bad.
I know.
That's like my number one place in Asia.
Yeah. I think my roommate got it for like 700. You like really have to look. Because some people just like, eh, I'll buy it for 1,000. It's like, you could have gotten that ticket for 600 if you really looked harder. So,
Especially if you're willing to go to like a neighboring airport like LAX.
Right, yeah.
Which just, you could drive there.
You can drive there.
Get a cheap flight to there.
Yeah.
And everything's cheaper.
Yeah. We flew out of San Francisco when we went, or this last trip to Singapore. And I mean, her ticket, she got like miles because she went to Ireland the month before. Oh, and so they like, something happened with her flight where they refunded like half of their tickets or something like that.
Dang.
So she just like paid it with that. So that was basically free for her. But yeah.
That's awesome.
Neighboring airports. Because Phoenix is so expensive to fly out of.
Yeah.
Like, why? Yeah. Like, it's still a huge airport. I don't understand.
It's like one of the biggest cities.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So LAX, San Fran, and like New York, JFK are like the three hubs to go out of.
So, like, traveling to, like Europe is a more popular place to travel than, like, Asia and those countries. So, I think, like, Europe is a lot more westernized.
Right, yeah.
Culturally, what's the biggest difference you've noticed in, like, you know, traveling that area?
Yeah. I'd probably say, I wouldn't go along with, maybe, like, the way people go about like their day-to-day activities, their lives, like I would say Europe is pretty like it has a very like slow pace of going about their day, especially if you compare it to the US where like wake up, breakfast, school, work, come back, homework, you know, like everything is like planned, whereas I mean you go to Europe and they have like siesta is not the right word because I'm pretty, that's like not, but they have like between like 2 and 4, they like take naps. Like everyone in the,
siesta.
Yeah. Everyone in the country just like takes a nap between that time. It's like, okay, where do we have that? But that's pretty similar. I don't think there are many differences between like in terms of like time and like how you value it. There isn't really a huge difference between Europe and Asia with that. But I don't know. I wouldn't, besides like the obvious of like mannerisms and stuff like that, there really isn't a huge, huge difference. I know that there's a lot, Bali's like pretty close to Australia and a lot of Australians go to like Bali and Singapore and all that stuff for like their little holiday and spring breaks and stuff. So they kind of, I feel like as time goes on, I think a lot of their, like, their ways of living have, like, been implemented in a lot of Asian countries as well, so.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Was the language barrier a problem, or do most people speak English there?
Most people speak English. I'm pretty sure it's, I don't want to say, what's the word? Like, I know in Europe it's mandatory, like, when you're younger in school that you learn English, like, it's part of their...
curriculum.
Yeah, curriculum. I don't know if that's the same for Asian countries. I don't think it's the same for Bali, but a lot of people in Bali know English. You know, everyone in Singapore knew English, which was, like, the minute we went to the airport, our friend that picked us up, she was like, don't worry about trying to speak the language. Everyone speaks English. Like, it's fine. And everyone spoke, like, pretty good English. Like, they knew what we were saying. Some of them even knew the slang. Like, it's lit. And we'd be like, oh, my gosh.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah, but language barrier wasn't too hard. But it's definitely a lot harder. Like, we didn't know. I mean, if you're going to Europe, like, you can kind of pick up, like, Spanish a little bit, because some words you just, like, know growing up speaking Spanish. So, bathroom, baño, you know, that kind of thing. Whereas, like, Balinese, it's, like, this long, like, you have no, you're like, I'm not going to try to pronounce the word, because it's a completely different language, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Not too hard. Everyone knew.
What would you say you've, like, learned or, like, were surprised about when you traveled to Bali or Singapore? Or anywhere that you've been.
Yeah. Just how, I think specifically with Asia, how easy it is to get around. Like, I think a lot of people are scared of going to a lot of Asian countries because... I mean, a lot of times you hear, like, these horror stories of, you know, these girls get abducted by da-da-da, and, like, all this stuff, and it's just not, like, if you're, like, playing it safe and, like, you go into these situations knowing your stuff and knowing this is what's going on. I mean, it's even catching up on, like, the politics that are going on over there and, like, what to wear and, like, that kind of stuff. If you're just, like, really trying your best to embrace that culture, you're gonna, like, do fine. I think my advice, personally, if, like, someone has never traveled before, Asian countries are, like, the best place to go to first, because Europeans are rude. I mean, not all of them, but, like, they're just very, like, standoffish towards Americans, and, like, they don't really help you get around as much. Not obviously speaking for all Europeans, but just in a whole, like, they're not as, like, welcoming into their space.
Interesting,
yeah. Whereas,
and, like, abductions and things like that are becoming more common in Europe,
too.
So it's probably...
Not as... Yeah,
like, that's a more common thing there now.
I know, yeah, it is. But, yeah, I don't know. Going to Europe was, I don't know. Asian countries with that stuff, they're just, I mean, there was this one time in Bali, we, like, fell over. We rented motorbikes, and we, like, completely got in, like, an accident. And the motorbike, like, fell on top of us, and we were, like, screaming in the middle of the street. And all these people, like, ran up to us and were, like, helping us, getting the motorbike off, like, ran to the pharmacy and, like, got stuff for us, whereas, like, we had incidences in Europe, not similar to that, or not that exact, you know, incident, but where we were clearly in need of help, and they were like, sucks, like, walking down the street. Okay. So it's, like, first time travelers, like, that is the place, Asian countries are, like, the best place to, like, go to really start off, like, your itchiness to travel, I think. I don't know if that really answered your question. I go off on tangents with that stuff because I, like, a bunch of different things pops in, but I'm, like, trying to stitch it all together.
No, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you. When I traveled to Thailand, I was super surprised of how nice everyone was.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, I would totally agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there, I mean, I went to, I think it was about 2 years ago now, I went to the Philippines for, like, this Young Life, like, mission trip, kind of. It was for, like, a Young Life camp, and we like, painted the camp and, like, kind of got it going, because they were just starting, oh goodness. And we stayed, the first like 2 days we stayed at homestays. So these people that were kind of in the Alive community, they offered their houses to us. Nice. And these houses are like 1-2 bedrooms max. And there was like 3 of us. And so they had like 1 mattress, you know, like didn't really have much furniture going on. And we walk in the house and they're like, they had like 8 family members. And they're like, here's your room, like, here's your bed. I mean, there was like the only bed in the house, so they gave two of us the bed, and like, here's this. And like, when they made us breakfast, they weren't eating with us because they wanted to make sure we ate first, and then whatever was left over from us, like, they had. And it, like, we were sitting here, we're like, oh my goodness, like, that is the, like, best hospitality. And we were almost in tears because we're like, you guys, like, don't have much, and you're like offering everything to us first and making sure. So it was kind of hard to just, I feel like the way that they view themselves in terms of like wealth and in that space between wealth and poverty is like, we're putting you first, not because because we want you to be comfortable, but mostly because, I mean, we were like helping them make the bed and they're like, no, we do. Cause like, you know, we're poor and you're not. And we were like, no, we're sweeping the house, we're like picking everything up, like, please let us do all these things, because like
that's interesting.
Yeah, we're like, we don't want, and then I'm trying to figure out even to this day, like, how, where they got that like idea of just like we're lesser, because I mean, I guess just this like society tells you that you have less, you are less kind of thing, but it was like heartbreaking to see that in person, like in action, because you see that through like social media or and you're just like, that's sad, like, scroll, you know? Yeah. And when you're there, you're like, you don't know how to react, because you're like, do I, like, not necessarily encourage that behavior, but do I be like, okay, like, you, okay, like, yeah, I go, like, is it disrespecting, like, helping you?
Like, yeah, like, or, oh, I'll let you
or
clean
I'll,
up.
Or I'll let you clean up, or do I touch it, because is that disrespectful, or do I help you as a, you know? So it's just, like, trying to figure out what that looks like.
Yeah. So, interesting.
Yeah.
It's an interesting experience.
Because I think that, so I read that there's a big disparity of wealth. Is that like the right term?
Yeah. Like
between
that kind of thing.
Like rich and poor.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would probably be a product of being brought up with you either just being like dirt poor or all the people who are just super wealthy.
Yeah.
Now, did you see that?
Yeah, not necessarily. I didn't see it a lot in Singapore. Singapore, in a whole, doesn't have much poverty, I would say. I don't want to, like,
speak absolute
on that. So there wasn't much. I mean, even their government housing was, like, amazing. Like, so we're like, okay, like, that's nice. So, yeah, we didn't see much, but I would say in Bali specifically, in Philippines and stuff like that, they're, that, you know, third world countries is like, you're either super rich or you're dirt poor. Mm-hmm. Like, there's literally no middle class, which why it's a third world country. But just seeing like how the communities work together though, when in situations of poverty, is like how I feel like everyone should be working in their community. Like, if someone doesn't have dinner that night, like, everyone will come together and like make dinner, and then they won't even think twice about like, okay, well then next week you make dinner, and then next week you make dinner. It's like their communities are, yes, they're in kind of like this rut almost, but it's like, but we're doing it together and we're like pushing through and we all look out for each other. So that's why even talking to a lot of people in the Philippines, asking like, would you ever move out of the Philippines? They're like, oh, no. And I was like, I'm like, why? Like, you don't, like, do you not like anywhere else, or that anywhere else interests you? And they're like, if I move out of my community, like, this part of my community is gone. Like, what I bring into the community, it's like, who's going to fill that kind of thing? So it's like a huge reliance off everyone. So like, leaving is almost like, you're leaving
the abandoning.
Pack. You're abandoning us. And which is sad, because they want to get out of that, but they almost can't. It's like, do I look out for myself? Do I look out for my community? You know, so.
Interesting.
Yeah. It was cool, but it was very inspirational, because if everyone, even middle class, higher class, worked like that, like, I feel like just the view on needing help and, like, asking for it wouldn't be as taboo, I guess.
Yeah.
You know? So.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
That's cool that you learned that.
Like. Yeah. Yeah. It was really cool. And making food with them is, like, so fun. I mean, I was like, yeah. It just, now, like, coming back, it makes, I mean, even, like, ask, I'm always like, let's make dinner together, let's make breakfast together, let's do all this stuff, because, like, I've never necessarily, like, had that with my, you know, with my friends before traveling. It's just, like, very, we'll meet up after or whatever, but coming together, it's something special, but, like, coming together and, like, helping each other out and planning those things, that's, I learned a lot while traveling. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Were there any, like, was there anything that you, like, miscommunications because of language barriers or anything that has happened to you? Any funny stories?
I'm trying to think if there's anything that, oh, maybe, okay, so, when I think we were, like, in Bali, we were ordering food or something like that, and they're, like, you know, they're asking, we came up to our table and they're like, is everything good? And I was like, yeah, everything's cool. Like, everything's good. And they're like, cool? Like, not cool? Like, is it not warm enough? And we're like, no, cool. Like, thumbs up. Like, it's good. And so it's just like, not that that's like a huge thing, but it's like the slang of it. It's like,
yeah.
No, like, no, cool is good. Like, cool is great. And like that kind of stuff. But besides, there's like little stories like that that is funny to like teach them what it means, you know? But. Yeah.
Like, if you're like, oh, it's chill, and they're like, oh, it's too cold.
Yeah. Like, something like that, like, it's chill. Yeah. So.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Cool. Do you have anything else to add?
I think we hit all the questions.
Nice.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, I love it.
It's so fun. Yeah, it was great hearing all about it.
Yes.
And I wanted to hear about your trip.
Yeah.
So
I'm
glad you got to.
Yeah, I was telling Lauren before that I was like, I don't talk much about me traveling with everyone because I don't, they're always like, we get it, you get to travel everywhere. And I'm like, okay, but I just won't talk about it. So when I'm able to talk about it with people that, like, you know, genuinely like want to hear advice from it, then I'm like, let me tell you everything I know. Because it's like where I like thrive off of. So,
oh, yeah. I love hearing like about traveling
stories.
So, you're always welcome to talk
about it. I'll walk in your house and be like, so, this meal reminds me of the meal I had in Australia. Let me tell you about it. No, but.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
We're going to plug our social media real quick.
Oh, yes.
So, we're on Instagram at podcast.qlc, and we have an email at podcast.qlc@gmail.com. So, email us any, like, questions, or if you want to come on, you can also DM us. We also have a Facebook, Quarter Life Crisis.
I didn't know that.
Cool. Yeah.
Check all our platforms.
Check all our platforms.
Follow them, friend us.
Follow for follow back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get those friends up on Facebook.
Yeah.
Like we all still care about.
Facebook, man.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Bye.